Hello. Do you know what it means to obey? The Bible tells us what it means. Abraham knew. In the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis, God tells us what obedience is. Abraham obeyed God because he loved him. Abraham would say, "Yes, Lord," every time God told him to do something. Sometimes it was very hard to do, like moving. He would have to take everything he had and move far, far away. But he loved God, and he said, "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord." And God told him, "You take your son and go on a trip." Abraham didn't know why God wanted him to go, but he said, "Yes, Lord." And he got real busy doing what God had told him to do. That's obeying. But not everyone in the Bible wanted to obey God. In the Old Testament, in the book of Jonah, it tells us that Jonah didn't want to obey God. God told Jonah, "Jonah, you go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people there, do not disobey me. Turn back to God." But Jonah said, "I don't want to." Jonah really didn't want to. God talked to Jonah. Jonah said, "I don't want to." And he thought, "I'll run away. I'll run far, far away." So Jonah ran and ran. And Jonah ran till he came to the sea. And there was no place else to go. So Jonah got on a boat. And he thought, "I'll get away from God." But God was watching out for Jonah, and God made a great big fish and put him in that sea. And the storms came, and Jonah fell in the water. And God made that big fish just to swallow Jonah up. It didn't hurt him, but Jonah found himself in the stomach of that great big fish. He didn't like it there. And he thought, "If I could get out of this mess, I'd go do what God wanted me to do." And God made a way for Jonah to make that big fish sick. And that big fish just upchucked Jonah right on dry land. And then Jonah ran to Nineveh and told the people, "Turn back to God. Stop disobeying. Obey God." And the people listened to Jonah, and they were sorry that they had not obeyed God, and they said, "We'll do what's right." But Jonah never was happy about it. His attitude was not good, and God listens to attitudes. Abraham said, "Yes, Lord." Jonah said, "I don't want to." Attitude is how we behave ourselves. Do we know someone with a good attitude like Linda Hand? Linda Hand says, "Mom, I'll help. Mom, you want me to fold the clothes? Mom, I can load the dishwasher." We say, "Thank you, God, for Linda Hand. Linda Hand has a good attitude." But how about I'm a sour mouth. Oh, she complains all the time. "I'm too hot. I'm too cold. You didn't put a cherry on my ice cream." Gripe, gripe, gripe. That's not a very good attitude. God hears attitudes. How about can't be trusted? Can't be trusted is everywhere. Or he takes our peanut butter and our jelly sandwiches from school, and we have to tie our tennis shoes on our belt because can't be trusted steal. But the Bible tells us, "Let them that stole steal no more, but let them work with their hands." We can tell can't be trusted. There's a better way. Jesus Christ is a better way. We love Jesus and we love God. There'll be no reason to steal. We'll work to help others. That's a good attitude. And how about no account? Oh, Noah thinks the world's no good and the folks are no good and I'm no good. I'm just going to go through the world tearing everything up. But we can teach him that, no account, you don't have to do that. God loves you. God cares for you. And loving Jesus is a better way. That's a good attitude, is to love Jesus. Jesus wants us to love him. And the Bible tells us that Abraham was blessed all through the Bible because he said, "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord," and God heard his attitude. Jonah said, "I don't want to, I don't want to," but we don't read that God blessed Jonah. God bless Jonah. God bless Jonah. No, we don't read that in the Bible. Do you think God cares about attitudes? Let's be like Linda Hand and be a helper.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.